Okay, we are on pay. Pay Chesam and Aleph at the two dots, like 11, 12 lines down. So we're continuing to talk about this question of the people collect, the woman collecting from Yisomim, the Chesam Shibadim, and having to make a Shavua, etc. So one of the cases the Mishnah talked about was if she goes ahead and collects from the Chasam Yishubadim, meaning property that has a lien on it, right? Is there a requirement for her to take a shvua in such a case? So the Mishnah says as follows: Tanan Chasam, v'chein hayisomim lo yifru ela b'shvua. That Yisomim also, they go to collect from somebody, right? So let's say somebody owed their father money, and they go to collect, so they have to take a shvua. So Gemara says, miman, who are they collecting from? If you're going to tell me they're collecting from the person who had borrowed money from their father, that doesn't make sense. Hashta avihen shakya b'lo shvua ve'inhu b'shvua. Remember, if their father would have gone to collect from that gentleman from whom he had borrowed money, so they wouldn't. The father wouldn't have to make a shvua. He just collects the money. He brings his shtar and he collects his money. So why now all of a sudden are his children, when they come to collect, why do they have to make a shvua? It doesn't make any sense. So Elahachi Kamar, this is what it means. Ve'ichen hayesomim min hayesomim lo yifru ela b'shvua. No, it means that if Reuven owed Shimon money, right, and both Reuven and Shimon die, so then when Shimon's kids go to collect from Reuven's kids, right, so then they have to take a shvua when they do that. Okay. So Amr Zrika, Amr Yehuda, Lo Shano, El Sha'amru Yisomim. So what case are we talking about? When does this happen? So it's in a scenario where they say that the Yisomim say the following: El Sha'amru Yisomim, Amr Lanu Abba, Lavisi Uparati. So that's when. That's if the father, the Yisomim say back, right? So the Yisomim, so we have Yisomim of Reuven coming to collect from Yisomim of Shimon, or whatever order I said it before. But the people, the Yisomim of the guy who is owed the money, come to collect from Yisomim of the guy who owes them money, whose father owed their father money. So what happens? So they say, pay up. And the Yisomim say back, no, our father told us that I borrowed the money, right? He's moda that he borrowed the money, but he also told us that he had paid the money up. And that's when they need to take a shua. Ava amru, but if they say, amalanu abba lola visi, but if they say that our father, no, it's not true, our father told us that he never borrowed money at all from your father, right? If that's what they say, apishua lo yifru. So then, the other guys, the other Yisomim can't collect even if they take a shvua. So Gemara's not happy with this. So Maskev LaRabba, that can't be, right? Adarabba, no. Kala Omer Lo Lavisi Ka Omer Lo Parati Dami. When a person says, right, let's say if someone comes to me with a shtar, right, and I say back to them, no, I never borrowed money from you, right? So what's the halacha is? That's Kilu saying, yeah, I borrowed, but I didn't pay it. Sorry, but yes, I borrowed, but I paid it up already. Why? Because the guy has a shtar, right? So the person has a shtar, and the shtar is a good shtar. So then there's no reason to believe the shtar is not good. So then the shtar is the biggest raya. That's the biggest proof that I taka borrowed the money. So if I say lo lavisi, right? That is it's as if you said I didn't pay, right? Because you are admitting that you borrowed. Because you're admitting that you didn't pay, right? Lo avisi is an admission that I never paid you back because you're saying you never took the money. You never bought it in the first place. And I have proof that you did take the money, right? So we know you took the money and you're admitting basically you didn't pay it. So anyone says lo avisi, that's not like more difficult and now that you don't have to pay, right? The opposite. It says if they said, right, no, I borrowed and I didn't pay it, right? So it's worse when they say lo avisi. So it can't be that makes it more difficult for them to collect. So Ella, Iin Marhachi Ira. No, so I'll tell you this is what it should say. Amr Zika, Amr Yehuda, Lo Shanu Ella Sha'amru Yisomim. What is the case? It's where the Yisomim said, Amalanu Abba Lavisi Uparati, right? That's when they can collect with the Shvua. That's if they say, our father said, I borrowed, and I paid up. Amalanu Abba, but if they say, our father told us, Lo Lavisi, so then it's better, right? So if if the claim of the person's of the you know the borrower's children was, yeah, I borrowed but I paid. So then that's when his the claimants you know Yisomim can collect as long as they take a shua. But if they show up to collect the money and the person's children say, no, my dad told me that I never even borrowed the money, then they collect even without a shua. Right, because he's basically already declared that he didn't pay the money, so we know that. Right, fine. He's basically admitting it. And why is that? Shekola Omer Lo Lavisi Ki Omer Lo Parati Dami. Right, because any person who says I didn't even borrow, when someone's presenting a shtar that says he did, that's as if you're basically being moda that you never paid the money. Fine. Okay. Next case. The Mishnah said Benifras Shelo Befanav. Okay, right. The next case was, what happens if someone comes to collect, right, either the ksuba or other cases or other claims, but they come to collect without the person they're claiming from being present. So they come to Beis Din or they come to the family. You know, in that scenario, can they collect? The Mishnah said they collect only if they take a shvuah. So Amar Rav Acha, Sar Habira. That was his nickname. Rav Acha the head of the Bira. Bira is always like either Shushan Habira, which is like a capital city, or just some way referring to how chashiv he was. So Rav Acha Sar Habira said, "Ma'isa balifnei Rabbi Yitzchak ba'antuchia." There's a story that came in front of Rabbi Yitzchak. Some say Bach says Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha in Antuchia. Va'amar lo shanu elu leksubas isha. So when it came to Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha in Antuchia, until this concept. So he said that's only true by ksuba, mishum chena. Right, and why is that? Meaning that she can collect even shaloba fanav as long as she takes a shua. So it's already like a little bit of a kula, right? That if her initial husband, her original husband, is now, let's say they got divorced and he left, right? So now she wants to, and she's in Medina Sayyam or something. He went on a trip, so she wants to claim that to collect the ksuba from, you know, Beis Din or from the children, etc. So that's only true. So we allow that for Ksuba Sisha. Why? So that we allow, even though he's not present, Mishum Chena, right? Mishum Chena, we've seen a few times, is we're nervous that if we don't allow women to collect the Ksuba in sort of like difficult situations, women are going to stop getting married to their husbands, right? So that Ksuba doesn't mean anything. If he runs away, I won't get it, etc. Right? So that's what Yitzchak Nafcha said, this whole concept of collecting Shalom Bafanav, and being able to collect as long as you take a shvua, that's only the ksubas isha because of chena. But if you're just someone who borrowed money from you and then skips town and his children are now are still there, you can't collect from them shalom b'funav. If he's not around, you can't just go collect from them. Sounds like even with the shvua. Verava, I'm Rav Nachman, and Rava said the name Rav Nachman. Afilu Balchov, and that even Balchov you could collect from Shlomo Funav. Why? Shleihei kol echa ve'echa nota ma'osa v'shal chavero v'holech v'yoshim b'din seyam. Because why can I collect from the person's children? Because otherwise, and from his estate or whatever. Because what's going to happen? You'll have people who borrow money, and this just happens in real life all the time. Right? People borrow money and then they get out of there. Right? And they leave. They can't pay, so they leave. They run away. Right, and then people won't be able to collect. Right, va'ata noa dalas b'fin lovin. Right, and then you end up creating a situation where people are not willing to lend money, and therefore, Rava says in the name of Nachman that this concept of collecting shalom b'funav doesn't only apply to ksubas isha mishum chena, but applies also to regular bachov because of shalom tino dalas b'fin lovin. So you have two examples, right? Those are the two things we've seen before: the ways in which Chazal continue to extend the ability to collect when someone owes you money. Because of the concern, A, that people are not going to get married, or B, that people won't end up lending money if we don't make it easy to collect that money. Okay. Next piece in the Gemara, in the Mishnah was, Rav Shimon Omer, Kol Zman Shel Tovas Ksuba, right, so the Mishnah had talked about, right, again, if you're going to collect, you can collect, Shalom B'Funav, and do so, but you can do so with Shua. And Rabbi Yitzchak says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, calls man she tovas ksubasa hayorshin mashpin. Whenever, as long as she's collecting her ksuba, the yorshin can make her take a shua. Vim ena tovas ksubasa, ena yorshin mashpin. But if she's not collecting her ksuba, then they cannot make her take a shua. And the question is like, well, what's that talking about? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon, ahai. Rabbi Shimon, what's he talking about? What is he, which clause in the Mishnah is he referring to? So Amr Yirmiyah, aha, he's talking about the following, right? v'nifras shelo b'fanav lo tifre el b'shvua. So the Mishnah said, right, we just saw that she can collect when he's not around, right? But you can only do so with a shvua. And lo shana mezone v'lo shana ksuba, right? And Rav Shimon, the point that Rav Shimon's making, right? Sorry, that the Mishnah had said that if she's collecting from the children, right? So that or shelo b'fanav, right? So she can only do so when she's collecting her ksuba, right? But the Mishnah doesn't matter if it's mizone or ksuba, but she's just getting, you know, she needs food, she needs to be support, regular support, or she wants to collect a ksuba, and either one, go ahead and take a shvua, she can collect. Ve'aser, Rabbi Shimon lememar, and Rabbi Shimon is coming to say the following. Kol's man shetavaz ksubasa yorshin mashbinosa. Rabbi Shimon says, fine, if she's going to collect a ksuba, so then the yorshin can make her take a shvua. Eina tavaz ksubasa, ein yorshin mashbinosa. But if she's not collecting a ksuba, meaning she is going ahead and she's just asking for mazonos, so then they can't make her take a shvua in such a scenario. V'kamiflagi v'plugta d'chanan u'bnei ha-kohanim, v'bnei kohanim gedolim. And this is the same machlokas that we have between Chanan and the children of the Kohanim Gedolim. This Nan, we have a Mishnah which tells the following machlokas. We'll see, just we fall out on both sides. This Nan, Mishalach Medinas Hayam, V'ishta Tova'as Mizonos. Guy runs away, he goes on a trip for a very long time, and his wife comes to Bezdin and says, look, I don't have any money, I can't feed my children, I'm really stuck here, right? And I need money from my husband's estate. So what happens? So Chanan Omer, Tishba Besof. So Rechanan says she only takes a shua at the end. The end meaning if they get divorced, if he dies, right? They collect the ksuba. Right? Tishba Besof, she only takes a shua for the ksuba. Velo Tishba Betchila, but she doesn't have to take a shua at the beginning. I mean, if she's just coming to collect money, that's fine. And she doesn't take a shua for that. So Nechlu Allah, B'nei Kohanim, Gedolim, V'amru Tishba Betchila, Ubasof. And the B'nei Kohanim Gedolim, so they said, no, she takes a shua in both cases. Reb Shimon, Kechanan, Rabbanan ke b'nei kohanim gedolim, right? And so Rav Shimon basically saying like Chanan, and the Rabbanan are saying like the kohanim gedolim, basically falling on each side. If her husband's not around and she wants to collect, does she have to take a shua for whatever she's trying to collect, or does she only have to take a shua if she's trying to collect a ksuba? So we'll stop here and we'll continue the attack back on him tomorrow.